Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our Tuesday night training call. It is August 30th, and that means we're heading right toward the end of the month. And this has been a great month. We're seeing lots of green numbers in the back office, lots of people starting to rank advance and come out of the summer slumber and taking all the tools from convention and making things happen. And it's really exciting. And tonight's call is going to be about utilizing our high-tech tools. We're going to be talking about high-tech promoting with two-star crowned MR Dream Team, Marina Simone and Rachel Ortenz. But before we do that, let me just make sure everybody's got up to speed on what's happening here. We're going to be talking about our phone app for sure, so I hope that all of you have our Dreams technology platform, only $14.95 a month or $149 a year. The phone app as well as an upgraded back office is really what makes up the Dreams platform, and people are saying amazing things about this new phone app, and you're going to be hearing Rachel Ortenz talking about it. So social media, we're going to be talking a little bit about the social media guide. We've got a fantastic guide. It's like 140-something pages long. A lot of our social media experts, including Marina and Rachel, contributed to this guide. It's only $20 from PuriumGear.com. And Marina is going to be talking about social media tonight. And so it's just fun to see people utilizing all the different tools and having fun coming out of convention. And speaking of convention, there were some awesome photos in our email blast, and our Flickr photo album has just been updated. So check it out. I mean, you know, whether it's stage photos, whether it's group and team photos, whether it's awards, and recognition, whether it's, you know, people just having fun partying on Saturday night at the gala, people in front of our Leap poster, in front of the Crown poster, signing their name on the board. So lots of stuff. So for those of you who were at convention, it's going to bring back memories. And for those of you who weren't, you're going to see what you're missing. And we have our national convention coming up next year called Big. We call it Big because it's in Dallas, Texas. Everything is bigger in Texas. And we have about 40% of our attendance that we had this year has already signed up for next year. And so that's really, really exciting. It's going to be the biggest convention we've ever had. There's no question about that. And the price is only $199 for convention. And you can go to PuriumBig2017.com. to sign up for the big convention. We also have Unconvention, which is at David Sandoval's place up at the Native Springs Oasis. So speaking of David, he was the one who brought us this new biodegradable packaging. And, you know, for those of you who like high touch, we're getting lots of testimonials about handing out those high touch biodegradable samples. So make sure you've got your samples as well. So big things happening all over the place, and if you're not sure what to buy or, you know, if you kind of missed a lot of convention and are just getting plugged back in, we actually have two convention packs, one that includes all of our kids' products for back to school and one that doesn't, but we got a couple of convention packs that I recommend as well. Those are in the back office. So lots of things to learn about, lots of things to plug into, and some of the people that are moving the fastest are doing it through this high-tech method of operation. And they're doing it because it's simple. You can squeeze it into your time, no matter how full-time or part-time you are with the business. And the new tools and the new training that we've put together really are making a difference so that people are putting in the same amount of effort but getting way better results. And that's one thing I see over and over again. People are willing to put in the effort, but they want the results to come out the other side. And so, you know, I'd like to start by talking about the new phone app, and I'd like to bring on Rachel Ortenz. She's two-star crown, part of MR Dream Team. She's from New Jersey, and Rachel, I know, has been using this phone app and really using it in a really specific way, and I'm really excited to hear, you know, what she's been doing and let her share the success that her team has been having here in August coming out of convention and rolling into this 90-day run. So, Rachel, you on the line?
I am. Can you hear me, Dave?
I can, loud and clear. So, phone app, tell us what you're doing.
Sure. Well, first of all, I'm a very, very firm believer in campaigns and creating campaigns. And simple campaigns, pains that can reach the pain point of someone and that can create urgency. And so I decided to create a campaign called the Endless Summer Cleanse. And, us up here in the Northeast, we're all getting ready to get our kids back to school, but we're also enjoying the last couple of days of summer because it's going to get cold inevitably up here. And so we're enjoying the last couple of days of summer, but also getting our kids ready for school. And a lot of people have been on vacation this summer, and they've kind of, gone to barbecues and drank beer and ate hot dogs. And so that's the pain. There's a lot of people that let themselves go during the summer because they've enjoyed themselves and they've ate and just kind of relaxed at the beach. And now after the kids go back to school, they're going to be thinking about, okay, I got to get back in shape. I got to get things together. And so it's a perfect opportunity to create a campaign where it's going to hit them kind of where it hurts. And so I created this very exclusive group on Facebook. And it's only for people that have confirmed and 100% they've ordered their products. It's not for prospects. It's only for people that have, one, either committed 100%, so they're already in Purium, and they're committed to doing the program with us starting September 7th, or they have enrolled someone, and those people have been added into the group, and I'm checking every single person. I'm asking them, have you 100% committed, and have you ordered your program? And they say yes. So then they're allowed in. So it's like a secret temporary group. It's only going to be running for the duration of the program. So for this reason, it's creating urgency. It's creating a buzz. It's creating a fire under their butt so that they want to make a decision. They want to be part of this exclusive, temporary, endless summer group that I've created. So, just like any campaign, you look at the ALS Ice Bucket campaign. That was so, it worked so well because it was fun, it was effective, it was simple, and social media pushed that so hard. They raised over $100 million to ALS research because of this very specific fun campaign. So that's the reason why campaigns work so well. It's just a matter of thinking like, okay, how can I mean, we've all done a cleanse. We all know you get a group cleanse together, but how can you take that same campaign and kind of put some lemon and lime and salt on it and make it jazz it up and reinvent it, if you will, and make it successful? And so that's what we're doing. We're getting a ton of traction because of it, and it's so fun. And, the whole point of that is, do I want everyone starting on September 7th and that's my goal? No, I mean, yes, I want them to do that, but the whole goal is to get engagement. It's to create urgency. It's to get that buzz. It's to get eyeballs. So, and what I mean by that is when we get people to commit and they actually do have a group starting on the 7th, now if we post very specifically and strategically during that program and during that campaign, now all the people that they invited and who said no or not now, they're going to be watching them. So all eyeballs are going to be on their social media when they post their before and after pictures and when they start posting their results or when they start taking their phones to the grocery store and they have a Facebook Live and they're telling everyone what they're buying for their flex foods for their program. So all those people that said no are now watching them. So it's, yes, we want people signing up, but we know that not everyone's going to say no, yes. Most people are actually going to say no, but that's not the point of this campaign. The point is to create a buzz, to create urgency, and to create eyeballs that are going to be watching how this whole campaign plays out. So that is really the point of it all. There's nothing wasted about it, even if people say no, because they're still going to be watching all their friends who invited them to see how this goes. And then for the next campaign, they will be ready for that. So that's what we've created for that. As far as the app goes and how I'm using it in conjunction with this, I mean, I love it. First of all, I think it's brilliant. It's so high tech, and yet it's very personable too. So I'll give you an example. What I've been doing is using the app, in conjunction with inviting people to the campaign. So I will invite people to the campaign, and then I will send, you know, make sure I have their phone number and send the video through the app, and then I know they watched it. So then I can then follow up and see, you know, kind of put the pressure on them to sign up for the campaign. But the other thing is, I'm also inviting through Facebook, and when they ask me, you know, whether it be someone that I'm just talking to, I friend request, and then I'll send them a message. Why did you reach out to me? How do we know each other? Thanks for the connection. And then we'll start a conversation, and then I'll say, by the way, you know, are you interested in upgrading your health? And then they'll say, well, what do you mean? And then I'll say, well, what's your phone number? I'm going to send you something to take a look at. And so then I get their phone number, and I have a reason to do that. So that's another thing I've been doing, too, is getting people's phone numbers through conversations on Facebook, which Marina's going to talk about in a little bit. And then the other thing is I integrate high touch with high tech. Like, for instance, today I went to the doctor. I had to get some blood work done. And the phlebotomist was like, she was kind of in a bad mood. She was like on edge. And, you know, I was just making conversation with her to kind of like, you know, calm her down a little bit. And when I got in the room with her, of course, I didn't want her sticking me with, you know, being all upset with a needle. But as we started talking, I told her like later on I have to go to the, I'm sorry, this is too much information, but later on I have to go see my gynecologist for my annual. She's like, oh yeah, she's like, I just had a baby and, you know, a few months ago. I know how that goes. I haven't gone in a while. I just don't want to go back. I'm like, yeah, tell me about it. I know how you feel. And she's like, yeah, she's like, that's the reason why I was so on edge earlier, because I have to pump and I'm like, you know, I'm breastfeeding still. And I'm like, oh, so here the light bulb goes off for me. So I start talking to her, and I had a sample in my bag because I carry them everywhere I go. And I, you know, I just started making conversation. I said, you know what? I said, I see that you are really busy and you're running around like crazy and you've got, you know, some chips and some soda. I said, that can't be good for breastfeeding. I said, let me do you this. I'd like to, give you something. I said, cause she was asking me for my intake form. She was asking me what I do and all that stuff. And I said, what I do is I'm partnered with, a superfoods company and we help to upgrade people's health. And I have a sample on me, actually. I'd love to give it to you if you want to try it. She's like, oh, yeah. She's like, I'd love that. I said, you know, there's a breastfeeding group on Facebook that I'm one of the administrators of, and I'd love to add you in there. You could really get some great tips on, you know, there's a lot of working moms that are just like you, really busy, and how you can still have nutrient-rich breast milk, be busy all at the same time. She's like, oh, I would love that. So I gave her the sample. I got her information right then. I said, are you on Facebook? Yes. I got her information. And then from there, I got her phone number because we messaged later, put her in the group, sent her the video, and now I just have to follow up with her. So that's a great example of how you can still do high touch with high tech. And just one more thing before I let Marina take over. The one thing that you have to remember about high touch, high tech, is that even though you're using an app and even though you're using Facebook and social media and all these things, you have to remember there is a real live human being with hot blood and a heartbeat on the other end of that device. So we still have to remember and be responsible with the way that we communicate and the way that we reach out to people, because they're human beings. They're not robots on the other end of that device. So we all have to be, you know, responsible and open conversations, ask questions, not just throw out, you know, invitations and videos like it's magic, like just a number, because they're not just a number. They're human beings with real concerns, real pain, real situations going on in their lives, and it's up to us to find out what those pain points are. So still using high tech and getting through the numbers faster, but we still have to be responsible as human beings and talk to those people and find out what their pain is. So with that, Dave.
Well, if I could just comment just for a second, Rachel, and then I'll turn it over to Marina. But fantastic stuff. I mean, I love your emphasis on the humanity and the pain and trying to understand where people are coming from. And so I think that, you know, it was a really important and brilliant point that just because the tool is more efficient doesn't mean that we need to be robots or that the people on the other line are robots. So I thought that was awesome. I loved a lot of the language that you use and all the specifics. I mean, the endless summer cleanse, that just sounds fun. You know, the exclusive, secret, temporary group. I mean, I don't know what it is, but I want to be part of it. You know, I mean, so all that stuff, you know, makes it feel, if you get people leaning forward, you know, the idea of upgrading your health, you know, all of these terms, all these little clever, you know, comments that you make, really make the same information sound much more compelling. And so thanks for sharing, you know, all those great ideas, and I appreciate it. So great stuff, and I loved how you combined high tech and high touch and, you know, made it all seem seamless. And it seems like we've got somebody on the speaker line who's not on mute. So if you are on the speaker line, if you could hit mute, that would be awesome. And Rachel, fantastic job, and I want to turn it over to the M in the MR Dream Team, two-star crown from Florida, Marina Simone. So, Marina.
Awesome.
It's still here, background. Do you hear the background noise, Dave?
I do. So there's somebody, I don't know if that's Hathni or somebody who's on the, or Shanti, who's on the line. Somebody is on the speaker line, needs to hit mute.
Okay, I'm cool. Italian. I can talk really loud.
Okay.
Okay, can you hear me okay now, Dave?
I think I got rid of it, so we're good.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited, and Rachel just got me fired up all over again. Like, she does this to me every day. She makes me want to just go talk to 1,000 people because her verbiage is so on point. Upgrading your health, it's something that if somebody approached me with that when I was in my most unhealthiest place, I would have listened at that point. So I think that's really something for everybody to take away right now is upgrade your health because it's awesome. But, you know, I want to share with you guys, I really feel like we're in this perfect place and perfect storm with Purium right now. Like, the positioning that we have is absolutely amazing. With the high-tech way, we're staying ahead of the trends with our superfoods and organic and non-GMO, our 10-day transformation with the Core 3. I mean, we're just literally ahead of this huge, massive wave of momentum that we're going to feel next year. So we're in the perfect place. And we have the perfect tools. So 9 out of 10 times when we're talking to people, they've probably never heard about Purium. I mean, 9.9 out of 10 probably have never heard of Purium. Whereas a lot of these other network marketing companies out there, you can name it because it's like a household name already. So the opportunity isn't really there. So what I want to challenge you guys to do is when you're listening to Rachel and listening to me is understand that the more exposure rate that you get and the more people you get to, that's the bigger the net that you're going to create for when the masses and momentum hits. You're going to have this really big net. So don't look at necessarily like what your rank is or you're not there yet, because we have plenty of time for that, and it's just about the amount of exposures. And social media has been a really great way for me to get to more people, because there's 3 billion people. Like, I shared a convention. Some of you might not have been at a convention, but I shared that there's 3 billion people that are on Facebook, and everywhere that we go, we run into somebody new. Like, today, I had to go to Target because I had to buy new sheets, and I had the cashier that I ran into. I didn't know the cashier, but there's one person that I came in contact with that I didn't know. There was somebody that was helping me in the aisles trying to find the sheets because I literally couldn't figure out what I wanted to get. And then there was a Starbucks. Oops, a Starbucks that was in there. And I went in there because our cleanse is starting. I'm like, let me just cheat really quick. So I met somebody at Starbucks. I met somebody at the cashier. And this was all within like a 45-minute period. So why am I telling you this? Because everywhere you go, you have opportunities to connect with somebody. And if you don't feel comfortable asking for their phone number, connect with them on social media. Hey, I wanted to give you this $50 gift card. It's, you know, I want to help you upgrade your health if you're interested. Let's connect on Facebook. So I have 3 new friends from today that I met in a 45-minute period. That's going to add to your friends list, and that's going to be an indirect exposure that you're going to have with these people whether or not you connect or follow up with them. But if you're posting about an endless summer cleanse and you're so excited about it and you're tagging a bunch of friends and you're telling people how hundreds of people are already committed and this person and you just became friends, you're going to show up on their news feed and they might like your post or they may comment or they might send you a private message or you might be able to reach out to them and say, hey, I didn't know if you saw my post about the endless summer group transformation or about upgrading your health or about the Million Mom Movement, whatever it is that your passion is, it gives you that opportunity to indirectly then directly actually reach out to these people on Facebook. So social media, Facebook, Instagram, whatever your platform is, I always talk about Facebook because that's my big platform, but some of you might have different platforms. Start building those friends and those followers and engage with people on there. So let me give you guys an example because I know I don't have that much time, but something that I'm going to be posting on Facebook, and the best time for me to post on Facebook is usually either early morning or late at night, and it's usually going to be like on a Wednesday or Thursday when I get a lot of traction. And literally, I'm just going to make a post that says, I'm so excited. We have hundreds and hundreds of people ready for this endless summer cleanse. People are ready to get in shape before the holidays. They, you know, barbecues have gotten in the way. I feel, you know, a little sluggish, and I'm just ready to get my juices back. Girls, are you ready? And I'm going to tag a couple of my girlfriends that committed. I'm going to tag my upline, and we're just going to create some excitement on that post. But here's where the cool part comes in, and this is where a lot of people kind of drop the ball, is that when somebody likes your post, they're giving it attention. So you have to take ownership of your business, ownership of that post, and now you have to reach out to them and send a message. You could say something like, hey, Jane, I saw you liked my post. I wanted to know if you were interested in upgrading your health. We have a huge group of women that are starting or men that are starting or group of people, yogis that are starting, athletes that are starting, whatever it is that you want to use, okay? We have a big group and hundreds of committed. Some are doing it to lose weight. Some just want to upgrade their health, and some are athletes. Would you like some more information? Now, if they come back and they say, yes, I want some information, send me some info, or if they say, what is it? This is where you need to take control even more of your business, and this is what Rachel was talking about. I call it the 1-2-3 next. That's what we call it in our group over here. It's, listen, great, I would love to send you some info. If I were to send you this 15-minute video, would you be able to watch it today? And they're going to tell you yes or no. If they say yes, you're going to say, awesome, I'm going to send you this video now. What's your cell phone? I'm going to text it to you. So this way, here comes the phone app again. You're integrating that phone app. So now you're going to send them the video. You're going to know when they watched it, and you're going to tell them, I'm going to follow up with you after you watch it, okay? Again, you're confirming. You're getting like three yeses from these people, so they're committing and confirming. So it makes that follow-up process a little bit easier. It gets your exposure rate going. And what if you have 40 people like your post? Obviously, these are people that are not enrolled in Purium that I'm talking about, but what happens if you had 10? That's 10 new prospects from Facebook, plus the three people that I added at Target today, right? So with social media, it's that tool to get to 3 billion people. It's that tool to use to add people when you're out and about. If they don't feel comfortable giving you their phone number, guess what? Facebook is just as cool because you can instant message them. You can private message them. So with this high-tech way of building and really connecting with people like human beings like Rachel was talking about, we have a perfect storm. We are in the forefront of an amazing movement with an amazing team, amazing company. Our products are like setting some serious high standards, and we have the opportunity to be first. And it's up to us to take ownership of our business and expose as much as we can, because exposures and follow-up equals enrollment.
Well, again, it's so interesting to hear you talk, Marina, about, you know, this seamless blending between, you know, high touch and high tech. And you know, I think it's cool that you're not putting, you know, those things in a box, you know, and that you're connecting with people face-to-face and putting them into social media. You know, I think the traditional way that people think about it is, is meeting people online, starting the conversation and taking them offline. And here you are talking about, you know, three conversations you had face-to-face, high touch, and taking it online. And so it's really interesting. I think, you know, it certainly opened up my eyes to, you know, how if you understand the tools and you're really trying to help somebody and you can create a campaign, as Rachel said, which is the umbrella, then you can, you know, connect with people face-to-face and connect them to the campaign. You can connect with them through the phone app and connect with them to the campaign. You can connect with them through social media and connect them to the campaign. Or better yet, like you were talking about, connect with them at two or three touch points where, you know, they're hearing it from you face-to-face and then they're going online and they're hearing it. And, I mean, it's really interesting. It's really, really cool. So anything else that you wanted to share to just kind of wrap up your thoughts, especially on the high-tech side, the social media side, and phone app side?
You know, Rachel, myself, and other, you know, diamonds and above in our company put a lot of work into that social media guide. And it really, I can tell you guys, it really did, you know, it's been helping a lot of our group. It's been helping people because you have to think, not everybody knows how to do Facebook or how to do Instagram or how to do social media. And it's a really big tool that can help with the follow-up and help in so many traditional ways in network marketing that we've made it so high-tech that it's worth having. And if you don't have Dreams technology, the phone app doesn't work for you. Every single person that enrolls, whether I'm enrolling or Rachel's enrolling, we're telling them it's not even an option. Like, Dreams technology is a must and able to use this phone app, which how did we build a business without the phone app is what I'm wondering right now, because I feel like I just enrolled all over again. And this excitement that Rachel and I have is going into our team, and it's going into their team. And it's literally, we've seen volume like we haven't seen in a long time in our group this month since convention, and I can only imagine what the next 90 days are going to be like. And it's just up to us to get out there and use the tools.
Awesome. Endless summer cleanse. Create a campaign, whatever it may be. Plug people in. Send them videos. Post on social media. Have fun. And great content tonight. Thanks for all the specifics, Marina. Thanks for all the specifics, Rachel. And I am definitely going to borrow Upgrade Your Health, and you can expect to see that in some marketing materials sometime shortly. So thanks, everybody, for being on the line. Tomorrow night we've got David Sandoval. He does his Wednesday night Perian Lifestyle call. It's going to be a really interesting one. He's going to be answering one of the most popular questions that he gets, which is, what products does he take? So if you're interested in what the owner of a superfoods company takes every day and why he takes it and what ingredients make some of these products so special and how to maximize the results of your products morning, noon, and night, you're going to want to listen in tomorrow night. So thanks, everybody. Let's wrap up the month and close it out strong and roll into September. I think September is going to be a big, big, big month for lots of people. So keep up the good work. Thanks for sharing. And we will talk to you tomorrow night. Bye, everybody.